Blog Talk Radio.
Life, love, and wellness.
Welcome to Truthful Tuesdays right here on Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. I am Sandy Rogers, and it is my honor to serve as hostess tonight. And y'all know I get so excited on Tuesdays. I feel like a little kid on Christmas Day because I have the honor and the privilege of having the absolutely most wonderful, talented, inspirational speakers ever in the world that have agreed to come and share with you of their expertise. Tonight is no different. And look, we're going to have some fun. Get your paper and pencils ready because you'll probably want to take some notes. But before we get to that, we want to make sure that we're all in order here. So there's a couple of things that we do first. And the very first thing that we do is pay honor and tribute to our ancestors. We give thanks to our ancestors for always, always, always being available to us upon our calling them to assist or to just be with us. You know, there's never a time that they're not around. And for that, we're so thankful. Our ancestors have us, man. They got our front, our backs, our tops, our bottoms. They give us courage. They help us with strength and whatever we're going through, and especially on Tuesday nights as we talk about subjects that are not necessarily ones that you are here at the water cooler. You know, they're not open for discussion, but we touched on some real serious items, and the ancestors got us. I know they got us. I feel them every week when I say this. So ancestors, whoo. We love you, we love you, we love you. Ah, shit. The next thing we do is we center ourselves in a positive message and I call them daily inspirations. And you can find them at revsandy.wordpress.com. The one I'm reading from today is called Transformation. The power of giving continual thanks has created a transformation in me. I see every detail differently. I see the beauty and wonder in all. I honor and respect all people everywhere. I look upon nature in a new light. My load has been made lighter by the simple act of always always acknowledging my blessings and giving thanks. I love this new me, the same me, just heightened by a higher consciousness and awareness of the excellence of humanity. I am ever thankful for the many and varied experiences that are given to me to enjoy this life. I welcome all seeming challenges with open arms. I am connected to the only source I need. I plug in as often as necessary. That connection is in the simple yet profound statements of Thanksgiving. Again, that's a daily inspirational thought that can be found at revsandy.wordpress.com. And if you're so inclined, you can sign up to have them delivered to your email address every day so that when you wake up, you can go straight to it. It's all about life. It's all about love, and it's all about wellness. So tonight, like I told you, I promise you guys a fun show tonight while you learn it, because I got my girl with me tonight, Deborah Rouser, and she just know how to break it down. Just give it to you, you know, like what they say, straight no chasers. She'll give it to you like that. So I'm so excited to be bringing her on shortly. But yes, I wanted to make sure, audience, that you know that you're invited to join in our discussion. All comments are welcome, and our intention is that every voice will be heard. So our call-in number, in case you have not done so, is 516-531-9819. And to speak live on air with us, you would just push 1 on your dial, and that will let us know you want to speak live with us. Otherwise, once your line is open to speak, to question or compliment or comment, what I would like for you to do, if you would please mute your line on your end, because we like to ensure the highest quality on our playbacks. We have some regular listeners that don't stay up quite this late, and they listen to it at other times. And then there's some of you that like to listen to the shows over and over. So we want the best quality. And if you would just mute your line, and then if you want to speak again, unmute it, so that we do have the best quality available. And you can always listen to any or all of the shows on our rebroadcast at www.blogtalkradio.com, and that's going to be /Sandy Rogers, SandyRogers. Thank you for listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. And we're going to play us a quick music, take a quick music break. And then when we come back, I have the honor and the pleasure, and I'm so excited to be bringing my girl on, because she's going to break it down for y'all. Make sure you have your paper and pencil ready. All right, here we go. Music first, and then Miss Deborah Rouser.
There's nothing to it. Just go
In case you didn't know, that was one way you can do it. I love that song. It's such an inspiration. Plus, it makes you move your body. I saw y'all over there twisting and shaking and carrying on. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. So tonight we have a story for you, some advice to share with you, some history to expand your knowledge, and it's all up under the auspices is, can vegetarian food taste good? I know I get that a lot, and people think that they can only eat one or two things, but trust me, our guest, Chef Deborah Rouser, she's going to break it down for you, right? So when you think about changing to a meat-less lifestyle, do you cringe because you think the food would be bland and tasteless? Well, that ain't necessarily the way it has to be or taste. Our culinary master, Deborah Rouser, will be providing us with much-needed information and history into our eating habits. Why do we eat the meals that we do? Why are certain foods believed to be customary for our consumption? Are there substitutions that can be yummy available? How do we go about creating these dishes? The foods this culinary expert have people waiting in line for hours just to make sure they receive her latest batch of spring rolls or vegan chili or sweet potato pies or the list just goes on and on. She can prepare a feast. And trust, you will be licking your fingers after. So it is my honor, my pleasure, and my duty to present to you, my friend, Deborah Rouser. Welcome, Debo. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Oh, Reverend. Oh, my God. No,
you're fading
so
out.
Fire. You're just so fire, 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 burning, 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 burning.
Y'all, I love Reverend Sandy. I call her Sandy Pandy. And, you know, when I see her, I want to kiss that bald head of hers because, I mean, this girl, she brings it. And I've never seen anybody who just, everything is just lovely until you cross her. Then she really going to give it to you in the righteous kind of way. And Sandy, you know, I'm going to say this. When you were reading your inspiration for the day and it said, it talked about transforming. And I tell you, three things came to mind, three words, transformation, transmutation, and transcending. And I look at that as the Trinity. And even when we take that framework, that health framework, that spiritual framework, and we bring it underneath the auspices of what we eat, we really should be eating to help transform, transmute, and transcend ourselves.
Okay.
Now, that's on the high, now, Sandy.
Yeah.
Most people don't want to be on the high, you know.
Right,
they want to be
right.
on the low.
Or and even middle
ground. But I tell you this, Sandy Pandy, I'm not saying that people got to be vegetarian, plant-based, meat eaters, fruitarian, vegan. I'm not saying that. I'd like to say it's important for us to begin to look at how do we balance our lives. And we know food is something that all of us do. Everybody that breathes, animals, everybody wants to have some food. And let me just put a little pin in that too, because one of my pet peeves, it's when we use the wordage, we're going to feed somebody. It's a derogatory term. Our expression should be giving people nourishment.
I like it.
Nourishment for their soul, nourishment for their bodies, nourishment for their minds. Now, you want to ask, well, does vegetarianism do that? Well, it depends on how you want to look at it and how you want to masticate that whole idea. Masticate means to chew it. It just depends. And I'm going to try, Sandy, to not be real scientific, but to bring it home tonight. HB,
okay.
You know HB told me now, don't be talking above people's head. Make it real basic for them. HB, y'all, that's my mama. That's my mama.
That's my mama,
she,
too.
And she love all y'all children. She really does. But how do we bring things so that we can begin to transform ourselves, transmute ourselves, and transcend yourself? But it's our choice. Now, on the path of looking at how I changed, and I'm going to have to bring some people in that when I first looked at changing my diet, my partner said to me, this has been almost 50 years ago, you think you want to be a vegetarian? I said, what you talking about being a vegetarian? You don't know, you got to have some meat so you can get protein. I was smoking cigarettes at the time, took my pack of cigarettes, threw it out the window, and began to... He threw my cigarettes out the window. Yes, he did. And I began to sort of look at that and what that really meant, because I wanted to transform myself, transmute myself, and transcend. So really began to study this whole idea of vegetarianism, vegan, what now the popular buzzword is plant-based. And people kill me saying that. We're plant-based. And that's a good thing. This is a good thing. And Sandy, even getting ready for this show, I went into my library, and I started looking at all these books, and I'm like, my God, I've been collecting books over the last, well, my son is almost 40. I've been collecting books close to 40 years. About health, and began to pull out some things, and I want to share even some resources and reference lists for you all as well. And one of the things I want you to write down right now, get your pen and paper, is write down this magazine called Life Extension. Excellent magazine that comes out and gives you some researchable information in reference to the body, in reference to vitamins and minerals, and recipes as well. Put that on your list. Go ahead and order it so you can have it and can pull up some updated information. And I think one of the things we forget to do when it comes to health, diet, et cetera, is to do the research.
Right.
Research on yourself, Sandy.
Yep.
You know, I even remember when I first started changing my diet years and years ago, I became a fat vegetarian. I got up to like 290. Why was that, Sandy?
Yeah, because people want to know that.
Well, there was not a lot of information that was out there about vegetarianism, because the whole idea was you eating rabbit food.
Right.
You know, I remember my uncle telling me, he said, elephants vegetarian. And he was actually, you know, throwing me underneath the bus because I had picked up so much weight from supposedly a vegetarian. And then he even said, Uncle Brother, that's my dude, though. Yeah, you got a back like a fullback. He was picking on me.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it was hurtful at the time, but I didn't have a lot to go by in terms of changing my diet. And my whole reason for wanting to change my diet was because there were people in my family that were having health issues that I didn't necessarily want to have. So the search for looking at things, and, you know, we really never understand why things happen to us.
Right.
And we get in the mode of feeling like, oh, my God, you know, this is a terrible thing. Sometimes situations can be such to make you go into that rabbit hole, study, and dig deeper. That's what happened to me, and that's why I got all of these dog-bited books on my shelf, all kind of cookbooks, all kinds of things. I swear for the Lord, next time you come over here, I'm going to show them to you, girly.
All right.
You know, it's an interesting thing. So going back to Brother from the Fourth Floor, fish, because he would get sick, and I would end up going down to Grady with him because he done had some fish. I'm like, Lord,
wow.
I don't want to keep going down to Grady. This was in the late 70s, early 80s. And I love fish because I was brought up in Florida, and we would eat crab shellac and scallops and scrimps and red snapper, mullet, all those kinds of things. Well, he couldn't eat it and had an allergic reaction. So I said, okay, God, we got to look at what we're going to do with this situation, because I was a fish eater and ate chicken for a while as well. And then eventually said, let's look at what this would look like to change and become vegetarian, if you will. And during the course of my matriculation with all of that, I've done the vegan, I've done the raw food, I've done all of that. Now, I'm going to be quite honest with you and be transparent. I love me some fish, especially perch. And every now and then, I'm going to get me some perch.
There you go.
My body responds a certain kind of way when I do take the perch on. I've done chicken and wish I hadn't, but within that piece, and I think this is an important piece to bring about, especially for those who want to change their diet, there is a whole energy of a mark on your cell of the memory of the food that you've eaten in the past. And even as we go into the holidays, when we think about, okay, we're going to have us some turkey, which is in the buzzard family, okay? We're going to have us some chitlins. And we already know what that is, and I ain't down to nobody who eat no chitlins. If you like that, then you like that. You know, as one of my family members say all the time, I like what I like.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean, Sandy? And we
can't down
people who like what they like.
Yeah.
You know, we know that shrimp, which I can't eat, I get nauseated if I eat it, but I have family members that love shrimp, and it's hard for them to stop eating it because there's a memory attached to the shrimp, even though we know shrimp may sometimes cause more problems with inflammation in the body.
Right.
So we've got to really understand, too, there are a lot of connections to the food that we eat, memories to the food that we eat. For me, sweet potato pie, a strong memory for me, because my grandmama used to make sweet potato pies.
Right, right.
And you know what I mean? And we know Thanksgiving, we're going to have us some sweet potatoes some kind of way, whether they be candied yams, sweet potato pie, some French fries that we put in the oven which is a wonderful recipe, y'all. Cut them sweet potatoes up and put them in the oven, a little olive oil on them, some cinnamon on them, and brown them.
Yep.
You know, put the broiler on, and they be good. Ain't they good, Sandy?
They are, man. I love them. Absolutely.
Because of our memory for sweet potatoes when we were growing up.
Right.
Because sweet potatoes was something that we ate, where some people were more into pumpkins. Sweet potatoes are very nutritious for us, and the memory that we have that's connected to whether it's a sweet potato, whether it's chitlins, whether it's oxtail.
Mm-hmm.
My girlfriend sent me a picture of some oxtails. I think it was last year. And I remember eating oxtails when I was growing up. My granddaddy would make oxtails or either some beef stew or what it was, or neck bones. Sandy, was $72 for oxtails for a package of maybe about 12.
Wow.
You know, I mean, it blew my mind. But that was a connection that we had as a people that are melanated, a memory.
Right.
Now it's become a delicacy.
Wow.
I was at a store yesterday. I'm not going to say the name of it. Doggone cauliflower, which some people don't eat. It was $7.99 for a head.
Shut your mouth.
Girl, that's what I said. I told my folks, I said, you see that cauliflower, $7.99.
Ooh-wee.
Okay. We know broccoli has gone up. We know all the meats have gone up. A lady, a friend of mine, I know she went out and got lobster, crab, corn, and some potatoes, and they cooked them in a bag. And I know they weren't $25, but from what I can gather, that particular food mixed together was close to $50 for that meal.
Wow.
So,
and you know, we used to do
it
for about 10.
We're living in a time now where all food is expensive. So this may make us become a lot more aware of what we're doing and what we're eating and the memory as well. And I think the question that we have to begin to ask ourselves, Sandy, is how do we maintain our health and stay balanced at this juncture?
Mm-hmm.
Given the economic climate, given the politics of food as well, we know that even a lot of vegetarian food is really not completely vegetarian.
Right.
And I ain't throwing nobody underneath the bus either. Some of the vegetarian food that's out here is made of plastic.
The food is made of plastic?
It has plastic in it.
Wow.
Yes, indeed. It's not real food. Now, what does that mean? That means that you've got to really become more knowledgeable and begin to read, just like you used to look at Days of Our Lives and As the World Turned and CNN and MSNBC. We've got to start digging and doing the research on those things that are going to be better for us. Now, we can say that plant-based is the way to go, but depending on what you're eating in terms of plant-based, you got to ask that question as well. See, this ain't no easy ride.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
You know, this year, most of us have suffered from some type of health opportunity, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
We've had to pay a lot more attention to our health. going to be important to begin to look at those foods that can help with your healing and keeping you healthy. Now, I'm not going to say to you, as I mentioned earlier, for you to stop eating meat. I ain't going to tell you that because people like what they like. But we want to begin to balance things out and do a little bit more research and ask questions. If your doctor, and I'm in the medical profession and have been for 40-some years, if your doctor tells you one thing, go do some research.
Mm-hmm.
I was with a friend of mine, a family member, and we were at the hospital. They were trying to get him to sign some papers. They wouldn't sign no papers right then. They took and read line, one line, two lines, three lines, and then began to ask the doctor information.
There you go. Yep.
It's going to be an important thing for us to do. Now, let me pull some principles in right now that I want our audience to understand in terms of how to keep healthy. There are three basic principles of health. All forms of diseases are due from the same basic causes, except for radiation. Second principle, our body is always striving for its own survival, and that becomes an acute or chronic condition. Number three, our body can cleanse, repair, heal, rebuild itself, provided we institute the proper tools. And the proper tools have to do with what you eat, sizing, breathing, getting sun, eliminating, relaxing, proper nutrition, self-control. All of those things are important. Following the law so that we can live always well. But when we really hone in and we look at nutrition, the law of nutrition, which has to do with food. Now, this some people can grab this concept, but I'm going to put it out there because we all got to move ourselves to another level from where we are. Food should be taken into the body to provide nutrients for growth, energy, and strength. Food is eaten to be digested. It is digested to be absorbed. It is absorbed to be assimilated. It is assimilated to be transformed. Hear that word again, Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
Transformed into energy. The law goes on to say that only pure, fresh, natural, nutritious foods can save energy and vitality. Now, that's heavy duty, Sandy. Because
yeah, but that's straight to
finding,
the point, though.
Yeah, but what we're finding, even our foods that we're partaking are not always the best foods for us to eat.
Right, right.
So we've got to really begin to scrutinize what it is that we eat. An offshoot of this particular law has to do also with how we combine food. I love Dick Gregory. He's written a book, and I would encourage you all to get his book as well. It's called Cooking with Mother Nature by Dick Gregory. It's a small little book, but it is power-packed of information. He talks about food combination. He talks about the times that you should be eating as well. You know, eating 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning, I don't care if it is vegetarian food, it's not the best time to eat because the body goes through different phases. And I'm sure many of y'all right now are waking up between 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning. Have you been waking up 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, Sandy?
I do.
Yep.
But yeah, I empty my bladder and get back in the bed. Yep.
Yeah, that's right. A lot of people are waking up at that time. Now, I don't want to go off into the reason why that is, but I want you to begin to pay attention to what your body is doing and how it is feeling. feeling at certain times of the day and also after you eat certain foods.
Mm-hmm.
For example, day after tomorrow, we got Thanksgiving. Now, most of us are going to have some turkey, which is really in the buzzard family. And buzzards, by the way, are very smart animals. But this is the deal. Buzzards are utilized, or their primary purpose is to eat dead carcasses. We had somebody hit a possum in front of the house maybe about 3 months ago during the summertime. And I saw all these birds in the sky, and I was like, what kind of birds are those? Well, they turned out to be buzzards.
Oh, wow.
And they came down on that carcass, and they were tearing it up. Well,
yeah.
Someone called, and the animal control came out. And these buzzards, they didn't back down. They stood guard.
Really?
Like, you ain't going to come out here and get our food.
Oh, wow.
And I should have captured a picture of her. Of the situation, I didn't, because I was so amazed. I was looking, and it was about 10 of them.
Wow.
And they were on the carcass of this animal, eating it. Well, that's their purpose.
Yes, yes.
That's what they do. Okay? Now, all things can be domesticated at some point in time if you keep working with them. You can domesticate a wild boar if you keep working with them for a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
But what we want to do is to begin to live in a way like we're living in royalty. You can drive from here to New York in a van, a Volkswagen, or you can do it in a Rolls Royce. Same thing with your life. And, you know, I'm amazed at the amount of money that people are spending now on food, and some food that's trash. You don't even know what it is.
Yeah.
But see, Sandy, that's where that whole energy of addiction comes in. We were in the store yesterday. Where was I? I was at down at the Forest Park Market because I went to get some things to put some food items in. And this young sister, she was talking. She was just talking some noise, and she was a really cute little lady. And she said, girl, I'm addicted to Kool-Aid. I said, what you mean you're addicted to Kool-Aid? I ain't telling no story, Sandy. She said, girl, I can't get enough of Kool-Aid. And I forgot, because when we were all growing up, didn't you drink Kool-Aid, Sandy?
Oh, heck yeah. Man, that was all we had. We didn't have all these sodas that they have out now. You know, but it's the sugar in that Kool-Aid, yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
And she was addicted to that. Just like we're
mm-hmm.
addicted to turkey because it brings back a memory. Dr.
Right,
Pookrum
right.
Used to, Dr. Pookrum, Jewel Pookrum, y'all write her name down too. She's a heavy-duty sister out of Detroit. She used to talk about the addictions that we have because the foods that we eat want us to go to another state of being or another feeling that feels good. And I'm going
right,
to
right.
add, as a note, we feel good temporarily.
Yes.
So she
yeah.
was feeling good from temporarily the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
And I can't remember what was in Kool-Aid, Sandy, besides sugar and dye, and what else was in the Kool-Aid?
That's what I was going to say, food coloring. You got it with the dye. That was it, as far as I know. I mean, it didn't. There was no nutritional value to it, period. But it was like our little treat, you know, our sweet treat.
Yeah.
But no nutritional value.
And
oh,
added
yeah,
sugar
man.
To it.
Yeah.
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 And it had a flavoring. I don't even think the flavor was real.
I don't either.
But
not in a little packet like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brings back a memory,
yeah.
you know.
And I help it does. It truly does.
So food, when we eat it, brings back a memory for all of us.
Mm.
And, you know, as I mentioned, sweet potatoes bring back a memory for me with my grandma. And it's
right,
a very
right.
pleasant memory, you know. And, of course, she sugared it up, and I even remember the bowl she used to put it in. It was a yellow bowl, probably worth a lot of money now if we still got it in the family. And she would cut these sweet potatoes up and put some sugar on them and some cinnamon on them. And, honey, that was some good eating.
Yes, ma'am.
So all of our foods have memory. Now, when you look at the energy of foods, when you decide that you want to go more plant-based, a good plant-based food is a food that can reproduce itself. It has a seed in it.
Okay.
Okay? Because it can reproduce itself. Now, all foods that grow can go to seed, but can it reproduce itself? So I began to look at, I was eating some grapes today. They didn't have no seeds in them. Now, they were good, but I couldn't take those grapes out there and put them in the ground like you do, Sandy, and it would grow great later on. Because that grape has chi in it, or life force in it.
Mm-hmm.
So many times these foods have been stepped on, even vegetarian foods, y'all. Now, I don't, again, I'm not throwing anybody underneath the bus. I want you to begin to think about alternatives that will be the best for you. Like you riding a Rolls Royce in your life. So you get in that Rolls Royce of your body and you be grooving and moving. And you go through this life in a good way, in a good fashion. Now, I don't want to, again, get too heavy on folks, but let me make this real simple as well. There is a website that you can go to that says, that's called choosemyplate.gov. And it talks about make a healthy plate that you can eat from. And when I was leading a group on campus here at one of the major hospitals, we would talk about looking at your plate so that it would be healthy. Now, this plate in and of itself has different colors. When we begin to look at our foods, even for Thanksgiving, they're all in the same color. Browns and
what
whites.
Color? Okay, I was getting ready to ask you.
Browns and whites. Think about it. Until you put some greens in there. Macaroni and cheese. Brown and white. Orange. Turkey brown. Sweet potatoes, orange. But this choosemyplate.gov has your plate broken up into four sections for the fruits, the vegetables, your protein, and your grains. Check it out. Go to the site. And on the side, at the top of the plate, it has dairy. Now, some of us can't tolerate dairies very well. But there's another, I'm seeing if I can find that piece, that has it broken down where you can have something to drink if it's a dairy, but then you also have water, which is critical for us living properly and living well. When we were teaching the class, diabetes prevention, two things would come up when we taught this class. One, and we taught it from the very beginning, how much oil are you putting on your foods? So that's going to be a real important piece for you to consider when you're talking about eating, even from a plant-based perspective. I'm going to say that again. How much oil are you putting on your foods, in your foods? That's one of the ways I got sort of chunky bunky, using too much oil when I was vegetarian. Okay?
So is that like in preparing it or like if you're baking it or something like that? Or so it, break that down a little bit more for us.
Okay. So oils give you a kind of feeling as well. You can become addicted to oils, meaning that you crave, begin to crave fried food. So you're craving the oil, and you're also craving whatever fried food that there is that you're eating, like some fried chicken.
Gotcha. Okay, gotcha.
So that's a double bind kind of situation. Even on the vegan, vegetarian side, or even on the raw side, you may be having using oil, but you're using so much oil that it's dripping from your food.
Gotcha. Yeah, yeah.
So we go back to that critical word of balancing. How do we balance what we're eating? Now, I do spring rolls. One of the things that I do, and have been doing them for quite some time, I will change out my oil frequently. I'm not going to allow my my spring roll to stay in the oil for a long period of time. And even when you begin to break down the caloric content of a food item, you're looking at the constituents that you have on the inside and then how much, what's the weight before you fry it, and then after you fry it, that gives you an idea of how much the oil was absorbed in the food as well.
Gotcha.
What I'm saying is this. If you're going to be using oil, limit your oil to maybe about 1 teaspoon when you're utilizing it. Or even if you decide that you're going to saute you some vegetables in your pan, instead of pouring the oil in, go ahead and take you a paper towel, a white one is that, put a little oil on the paper towel, then rub the skillet. So now you don't have a whole bunch of oil that's going to be on your vegetables, as one of my friends said. She calls them vegetables instead of vegetables. So you're looking at those vegetables. We're going to look at the protein on our plate. Your protein should be the size of the palm of your hand, even if it's something like tofu. We're looking at balancing and how we, and the serving size. Reading your labels is going to be important so you'll understand what your serving size is. As women, we can't eat like men folk eat.
Exactly.
We can't double the serving size. Their metabolism is totally different. That was one of the things that I found out early because I was cooking and my son was playing ball and he was getting 2 and 3 servings. Well, I said, I better go and eat me 2 or 3 servings so he won't eat a pile of food. When in so doing, I picked up a lot of weight. A lot of weight. And I was like, well, what's going on with me? You understand? So we got to look at that as well. The plate also talks about grains. Now, we know that grains can be very nutritious for us all. Serving size is important because as we get older, and even sometimes the younger phase, our bodies may not work as well to help break those grains down, which are really carbohydrates, which will turn into a sugar in the body. I didn't realize that either as a young vegetarian. Because I loved rice. I could eat rice with hot sauce. You know, I was real geeky, Sandy.
Yeah.
You know.
For real.
And I had to realize, I had to realize that I couldn't do that. We know that.
But
go ahead, Sandy.
No, I go. You finish your, because I'm making notes of the things I wanted to come back around to. So no, I'm good.
Okay. So we got the vegetables. We got protein. An example of protein can be something like tofu. It can be something like tempeh, because men typically don't want to eat tofu, especially they've been vegetarian for a while because of the estrogen in it. So many men that are vegetarian will opt to look at something like tempeh or even look at more beans to eat. Now, I'll tell you a little secret about beans. A bean that takes a long time to cook is going to have a longer digestive time and a longer longer transit time. So the beans that don't take long to cook are better for your digestion. Things like your lentil, which is more protein. Beans like garbanzo beans take a long time to cook if you ever cook them. So that means the digestion time is much longer. That can adversely affect you in the long run. Now, if you're going to be sprouting them and eating them raw or making a hummus with your food processor, little bit different. Little bit different. So we have to even consider how we are preparing the foods as well, even if they're of the plant kingdom. Important. We know that, and this is a misnomer that a lot of vegetarians have as well. Well, I'm going to eat just fruit. Well, fruit's going to break down the sugar. So if you have a history of blood sugar issues in your family, you can easily move into prediabetes or full-blown diabetes if all you're eating is fruit, even though they're good for you.
Uh-huh.
So we want to, again, learn how to balance these things out. Serving size is important. Would I sit up and eat half of a watermelon? No, I can't do that. Even though it's seeds in it, I can't do that. I know, you had a brother on the line who was talking about diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
We can easily move into that level if we're eating just fruits. Balance, again, is going to be important for all of us with what we do, what we eat. I'll take a breath, Sandy.
Okay. So I wanted to come back on a couple of things with you. This has just been absolutely fabulous, Debo. We appreciate you so, so much. So when you were talking about eating more to keep up with someone else, I'm just real tickled by that because I actually did that, and that's been a while back, like in my 20s, and a friend and I were working on this project. I was living in Los Angeles at the time, but down in San Diego, and her size was a lot more than mine. And so, you know, she could hold more food than me, but I was trying to keep up with her, you know, and yeah, you can't put on them pounds really quickly. And that just reminded me of that situation. A lot of love between us, and we laughed about it. We still laugh about it. So, and then you were talking about grease. Now, I was patronizing this vegetarian restaurant that was real close, because we don't have a lot of restaurants that's close to us, vegan or vegetarian restaurants. And so every Saturday when I would leave work, I would go and get like the zucchini fries or the sweet potato fries or something else. But it was just that, you know, so I didn't get like a black bean burger fries, but just the fries. And I noticed after a couple of months of doing that my health was just real funny, you know, like I wasn't feeling right. I'm like, but all I'm eating is, you know, these fruits, not fruits, these vegetables. And so why am I having this feeling? And what I did in my mind was to go back and try and figure it out. And just like Debo was saying, it was the grease. They weren't changing it often enough. And so that's what created my digestive issues, was supporting a vegan restaurant, but they weren't doing what they should have been doing with the grease. And some people don't know, so I don't blame them for that. But some people just don't know how often that really should be changed out. So I just wanted to comment on those two. And again, you guys, I hope you're taking notes. So the board has given us a couple of different resources to check into. The very first one was the magazine Life Extension. And then she mentioned Dick Gregory's book, Cooking with Mother Nature. And I would like to get the author you talked about, Jewel. I didn't get her last name. If you could spell that for me.
Dr. Jewel Pookrum. She's been around for a long time. Actually, we worked together at a center out in Decatur called GNLD, but her last name is Pookrum. She's well known. Even
okay.
here in Atlanta.
Gotcha.
Jewel Pookrum.
Okay,
she's
gotcha.
Got a lot of books that are out there, and you can even do some YouTubes on her. I think the piece that's going to be important, Sandy, and thank you for those comments, is that we begin to – I'm going to preface it by saying this. The sun shines on everybody and everything. It just depends on what you do with the sun. Now, what does that mean? That means that anybody can take anything and put it together and make you think that is correct. The important piece for you, and this goes with responsibility, is to begin to do some studying. And then you got to ask your higher self. But you got to get all that other boo-boo out of the way so you can get a clear message as to what
right.
it is.
Right.
When I was in grad school, one of our statistician instructor told us, they're lies and they're damn lies. Now, what does that mean, y'all? That means that people can present things to you that's right, that they say that's right, but you got to be able to understand some of the principles and the laws of things so you can discern this, but then keeping yourself open to be able to discern it. So now you got some insight. When you're eating a certain kind of way, you can have a lot more insight. We all do have insight, but it's to what degree that we want to move our insight, and that can be determined by what you're putting in your mouth. Because if a food has a higher vibratory level, then that means that you're going to vibe higher. And there's no end to that. But some people want to be on the low, low. And some people may want to be on the high, high. And one trick that I'm going to have you all to do, let me put this in, Sandy, before I forget it.
Okay.
When you go
okay.
to the grocery store, I want you, I don't care if it's Publix, I don't care what store it is that you go to, Kroger, I want you to look in the basket at what people have in the basket, then look at them. Then look back in the basket and feel the energy of them.
Wow.
The people that's pushing the basket. And that's going to tell you a lot. Going to tell
wow.
you a whole lot. Yes, ma'am, Sandy, what were you going to say?
Yeah, that's like going into a restaurant or just sitting outside and watching the shape of the people that go in, that's, you know, going in to eat and make up your mind like that, if that's really where you want to sit down and chow down. Whew. You
exactly.
were talking about the Yeah, yeah. You were talking about the vibratory energy of food, and I just wanted perhaps, and we're going to open up the line shortly, you guys, for question, comments, or concerns regarding what Deborah has shared with us this evening. So the vibratory energy of food is like if it's coming out of the ground, and it's not been tampered with by mankind, if it's an organic type of vegetable or herb that's coming up, then you're going to have a higher vibration as a result of eating that. But as Deborah was talking about earlier, you know, eating the vultures and the scavengers in the water and stuff like that, then, of course, that's a lower vibrating energy level that you're consuming. And that then corresponds to how you feel and how you're acting. Like I was talking about that grease. Man, that grease tore my butt up, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, Sandy, I accept what you're saying. I think even adding on to the vibration of food, we have to look at also what the food does on the plate. What's the motion of food when you put it on the plate? What color is the food? That's going to tell you some things as well.
Okay.
And different color foods will help to energize you and balance you and heal you. Heal your inner self, your chakras. They can help cleanse the bile, the glands, and the organs. There's an excellent book out there by Gabriel Cousins. He's an MD. His last name is spelled Cousens. Spiritual Nutrition and the Rainbow Diet, he talks about, and equates it to your different chakras as well. It's very good reading, but this book is for somebody who want to go on and move to another level and transform, transmute, and transcend, okay? Because it'll open up your brain.
Okay.
Okay? So take a look at that book as a resource for yourself.
Well, you're giving us all kind of information. You packed a lot into this time frame so far this evening, and I know I appreciate it, and I've learned a lot of new resources and facts behind why we do what we do. So anyone that has a question, something that wasn't clear, that Deborah said earlier, please, now would be the time. Again, our call-in number is 516-531-9819. And if you've already called in, you must hit 1 on your device in order for us to know you want to speak live on air with us. Give you
I might be able to answer it, Sandy. I don't know, whatever the question may be.
We'll see. You know, sometimes people just want to keep getting the information, so we'll see what's going to happen. But again, 516-531-9819. But I really have been enjoying this, and so do you have any thoughts that you can share with us on how to prepare certain foods that we like collard greens? I love collard greens. A way that we could make them without any meat, that where it still has a good taste to it. It just doesn't have the meat in it, or even like the mac and cheese. If there's a good healthy substitute for that.
Well, let me, you know, I did jot down some foods that might be, people might be interested in, but I want to start by saying, go ahead and get your kitchen apothecary together, okay, or your kitchen cupboard together. There's certain things that you want to have in your kitchen. For example, I'm always going to have me some cayenne pepper. I'm always going to have me some fresh ginger around. I'm going to always have lemons and limes around. I'm going to always have garlic around. I'm going to always have me some thyme growing outside or some oregano. Okay? I'm always going to have me some coconut amino acids or either some of the other amino acids handy. I'm going to always have me a little sea salt. I'm going to always have me some oregano, dried or fresh. Always have me some rosemary. But let me give you a recipe for the collard greens. First of all, I'm going to go get my greens from somebody that I'm going to trust. So finding a place where you can go and get them, preferably not packaged. All right? Now, this week we went down to Adams Farm, and I don't have any ties to them, but they grow turnip greens. And we bought turnip greens, and we're going to cook those down, and we got some turnip roots. And we're going to put those roots in the turnip greens. But for collard greens, Sandy, what I typically do, I'm going to wash my collard greens in a little vinegar, but preferably I like using some baking soda. And I like baking soda because for some reason or another, it helps to tenderize those greens. It makes them look a bit more tender. That's been my experience. And, you know, I'm going to put me, I've washed them probably about 3 or 4 times and drained them. I'm going to put them in my big pot. You know they're going to cook down. I like to add poblano peppers to my greens. And poblano peppers are a little bit more expensive, but they have a mild little bang to them, you know.
Okay.
So if you don't want something that's going to be really, really bland, if I'm putting oil in, I'll probably put me like a tablespoon of oil in the bottom of my big pot and then put my greens in. I'm going to put me some garlic in, depending on who I'm cooking it for, because some people don't want to have garlic, especially if they have a lot of heat in their body. I'm going to put some onions in there, my poblano peppers in there, and mushrooms. One thing I find about mushrooms for people who like mushrooms is that they give the greens almost like a meaty taste. So they got that meaty consistency. So when you chewing them, it's almost, oh, I got me some meat in my greens. So you're tricking your mind a little bit. The shiitake mushrooms are a little bit more expensive, but they have that little chewy taste that's really, really good.
Okay.
All right. And I generally will cook mine with the lid on. Typically, collard greens are going to give you water, you know. But if you feel like you don't have it, they're not, you know, putting out water, you can add you some distilled water. I never use tap water when I'm cooking my foods. I'm going to use me some distilled water.
Right.
Okay.
Makes sense. Yep, makes sense.
And cook them down. Then you can season them up a little bit with your salt. And I typically will always use me some sea salt, Himalayan salt.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to put some aminos in them, you can do that as well. Another way too, Sandy, you can saute them. You know, get you a nice pot and saute your greens in a electric pot if you want to do it that way.
So do you put the same ingredients in there, the poblano peppers and the mushrooms and onions?
Depending on how many greens you have. If you're cooking just for yourself, you may just need just that.
Yeah, that would be faster.
Yeah.
Cooking them in the pot. We do have a caller, though, and they've been very patient. So let me bring them on and see what their question may be. Thank you for waiting so patiently. Area code 404-797. You want to give us your name and your contribution to the conversation tonight?
Sure. This is Abba Bailey, and I am just so
tickled. Hey, Abba.
Deborah, because I have really been making a lot of realizations around food, and what I wanted to share is that I realized that because food costs so much now that I wasn't going to change my food budget to accommodate everything going up. I was just going to stop buying all that crap. And I was only going to buy what I knew was good for me. And actually, my budget has gone down.
Wow.
So people say that it's expensive to eat organic and eat healthy. It really isn't. You just can't do that and all the other stuff that you know you're doing that you shouldn't do because you rationalize and say, oh, it won't hurt me if I eat it this time. But like you said, Sandy, we're in some times now where we have to really be paying attention. So,
mm-hmm. Well, thank you for that.
Abba,
go ahead, Debo.
Let me just tell y'all something about Abba. Abba right there. Abba was one of the premier chefs back in the, 70s, 80s for vegetarian food. Abba, a bad girl now, okay? And
she's a yoga instructor.
She's been doing this for a while as well.
Well, I like to tell people I'm 72 and I don't have any health issues. I don't have no high blood pressure. I'm not diabetic. I'm not pre-diabetic. So it definitely pays off. I recently had to have my shoulder replaced due to a injury in my shoulder joint. And the doctor and the physical therapist said they never seen anyone heal that fast from the type of surgery that I had. So even though I did have it, it still reinforced to me it paid what I've been doing for the last 40 years paid off. Probably 45 years. So I'm just real thankful, and I just want people to know. And again, I'm not trying to throw nobody under the bus either, but I just want people to know that we got to get away from wanting our plant-based and vegan food to mimic and taste like the foods that we're trying to get away from. There used to be a word of food that was not like that was vegetarian or vegan, you know. So we just kind of got to get back. Like I just said to myself, when I go to the store, I will buy fruit and vegetables, and my source of protein is beans, and I get heirloom beans. I get very high quality. I don't buy the beans that they have, you know, in the grocery store, because Deborah made a good point about that. The longer they take to cook, the longer it is for you to digest them, too. And the beans that I get, and I cook them in the pressure cooker, and they're done in under an hour. So I, you know, get a good variety of beans. I eat a lot of lentils as well. But we just got to start only buying the stuff that when you look at it and buy it, is this going to be helpful to me? Is this going to be beneficial? So, I could keep talking, but I'm not. But I'm just say this one last thing. So I did this. I follow my health person that I get a lot of information from is the man called the medical medium, and his work is channeled, so it's not scientific. But we just finished the 3-day wild blueberry challenge. So I'm gonna give everybody a homework assignment. I want you all to find out the health benefits of wild blueberries. Not cultivated blueberries, but wild blueberries. It's really deep because the color of them is a real deep purple color. So, and that ties back to what Deborah was saying about, you know, look at the color of your food, too, and you can tell what it's good for. I'm going to end there.
Thank you so much. So we got another resource, see? This is the show to be listening to, so you get all your information and back it up with verified resources. I'm loving it. Loving it, loving it. We got one more, D-Ball. Hold on.
It was good talking with y'all.
Thank you, Alba. You too. Thank you, Alba. So our next caller is 678-361. You want to give us your name and your comments, please?
Greetings. This is Cheryl Debo. How are you?
Oh, Cheryl.
Sounding awesome as ever. Yeah, I remember when you was that big girl, and so was I, but we made a change. We made a decision. We made a commitment. That's the first thing you have to do is make that commitment to yourself to transform. Mm. Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, Cheryl. About the blueberries. If you look at the blueberry, doesn't it look a little bit like an eyeball?
Like
the shape of an eye. So I think blueberries are good for your eyes, excellent for your eyes, eye health. So I'll check it out and see what that's about. But I wanted to ask you about, you mentioned something about the beans, but what about the peas, like black-eyed peas and other peas that we like to eat?
Well, you know, Cheryl, as I said earlier, people like what they like. And I think I'm going to answer the question this way. Everything is really relative. If you've been a heavy pork eater and you start eating black-eyed peas, girl, I'm going to give you $100, okay?
Mm.
When you're eating.
Okay, you said a heavy Wait. I didn't get all what you said. A heavy what eater?
Happy medium.
Pork.
Well, if you've
pork.
Been a pork eater and then you decide you're going to get off pork and you're eating black-eyed peas, I'm happy for you, okay? Everything to me is relative because it goes back to that whole concept of transforming, transmuting, and transcending yourself. It just depends on where you want to go. So if you said that, you know, I was eating pork last year, and now I'm eating me some black-eyed peas. Black-eyed peas can be a little bit difficult to digest. And now you're getting into the digestive system and how it works and functions for you. We have to also keep in mind that different people in different areas of the globe will eat foods that are indigenous to their area, okay, or to their culture. You understand? When I went to China, rice was the stay there. I know for me, rice is not going to be something that I can eat like I'm Chinese, even though I have an affinity for that culture. So I say that with the black-eyed peas again, that you have to see how you're going to tolerate that particular item when you eat it. I know I can't do black-eyed peas. They're too heavy for me.
Okay.
Lentils, for me, I resonate too because they don't take long to cook at all.
Mm-hmm.
You can cook lentils in a very short period of time. Black-eyed peas, even if you soak them, it's going to take a while for them to cook. Now, granted, you can cook them in a pressure cooker. It won't take as long, but you have to keep that kind of thing in mind when you're dealing with different foods. If I were coming off of, say, like a fast, I wouldn't be eating black-eyed peas right away because they're going to take a little bit longer to digest. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, you may have a certain memory with black-eyed peas because we even talk about eating black-eyed peas, you know, for the New Year's.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Just like we eat greens for New Year's. That's our memory. So just look at that. And lentils, there's so many different types of lentils, and they don't take long to cook at all.
Some of the lentils, I have a reaction, like the darker ones. They got brown. Are they brown or black? And they have the red, reddish orange, and then they have the green, like
lentils.
The pea soup. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the color.
Yeah.
Makes a difference.
Yes. Yes. Mm. And, you know, the other thing, and this is a different level of it, Cheryl, we have to learn how to be prayerful when we're getting ready to eat or even when we go get our food. The biggest is not always the best. And we have to learn how to, and this is a different level, we have to allow the food to talk to us.
Yeah.
Now, if you can, if the audience can unpackage that, unwrap that, and really begin to think about that as well. But great question, Cheryl. It's good to hear from you.
Thank you,
yes,
Cheryl.
And I had to transition from, one more thing, transition from the, I grew up with the rice and the peas, you know, the chickpeas and the rice and the kidney beans. And, yeah, that's what Grandma made a lot of. And I had to leave that alone. Then I transitioned to noodles. And then after noodles, I went to the quinoa.
Right. Yeah, and quinoa is a very high vibratory food.
Mm-hmm.
It's a high vibration food, but it's high in carbs now. So if you have issues with your blood sugar, you have to be careful with quinoa. But it's a higher vibratory food. Much higher vibratory food.
All right. Thank you, Deepa. What good hearing.
You. Thank
welcome,
you so
Cheryl.
Much,
good
Cheryl.
You.
We got two more callers, Deborah, that we're going to take now. And this first caller is 863-604. You want to give us your name and your comment, please?
Yes, this is Yvonne McShay and Deborah.
Hey, Yvonne.
This is
how you doing?
HB's good friend, and we talk all the time, and she invited me to come on tonight. So it is just so good to have two pages of notes.
Oh, my.
But I want to tell you all a good way to cook collard greens.
Okay.
That would taste good without meat. Now, Deborah, you can help me with this. I use, you know, go through the process, get your greens ready and all of that. And I cook mine in chicken broth and green pepper and onions. And it's delicious. You may want to add a little oil, maybe just a little oil, but if you would try that and see if you like it, that would be chicken broth. You can buy it I buy mine out the box. And green pepper, depends on how many greens you have. If you're cooking for maybe three people, a half a green pepper would be plenty and an onion. So try that. And it's so nice to be with other ladies sharing information. And Deborah, we met many, many years ago. You probably forgot. I met you at your grandmother's.
No, I haven't.
And
I have not forgotten you.
Okay,
you were one of my aunt's good friends.
Right, right. And now your mother and I are good friends.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, thank you for all these wonderful notes. And continue to work on being a better do it to my body. I do pretty good, but I can do better. We can always
awesome.
Do better. Okay, good night, ladies. I'll go back
and thank
on the
you,
other end.
And thank you, Yvonne, for sharing your recipe with us as well. That was nice.
Okay. All righty.
Try
it now.
Okay. Okay. And our last caller is 334-727. You want to give us your name and your comments, please?
Greetings. This is Reverend Jaquetta. Hey, Reverend Sandy, Nurse Deborah.
Hey,
how
Reverend
are you all? It's good to hear you all. I got to the show late, but I was so glad to hear this information. I have one question. You might have addressed it earlier. What do those of us with a sweet tooth do for for the holidays. Give us some healthy alternatives, please.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. And I'm good to hear from you, too, Shakita. And I actually had jotted this down to share with you. I call it an energy ball. And if you can tolerate peanut butter, and you take the peanut butter, not the crunchy one, but the smooth peanut butter, and mix it in a bowl, add you some fresh, grated coconut and sunflower seeds, okay? And if you want to get you some chocolate chips and add in it, and then take it and make like a snake formation in some plastic, roll it out, all right? Then put it in the freezer, take it out, open up the plastic and cut small little segments and roll them like they're a little ball, and then you can roll them in some coconut and put them back in the freezer. They really help with the sweet tooth. Now, if you want to make them a little bit sweeter, you can add you a little agave or add you some honey to the mixture. And it's really good for the children if you don't want them eating things that are going to be too sweet like candy. That's another option that you can do that's really quick where you don't have to necessarily bake.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Good to hear. And I'm not talking about the children. I'm talking about me.
Well, I will give you my sweet potato recipe, but I ain't going to do that right here now. But there was actually, she had a brother that was on the Today Show who was an accountant. And today on the Today Show, they sponsored small businesses that began to do some things that broke away from corporate. And he was one of the guys, and what was his, Craving Sweets or something like that. But they will ship food anywhere in the country. Go and look on the Today Show from today's date. And he was a brother, and he had cupcakes. He even had put sweet dessert in like an ice cream container. And Hoda, who interviewed him, said the food was excellent, but he made sweets without nuts in it.
Nice.
That was his niche.
Okay. Okay.
And they're all across the country.
Okay, I appreciate that. I will look him up, and I appreciate your input, too. This has been fantastic. Thank you, Reverend Sandy, for the work you do. Thank you, Nurse Deborah.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, love.
All right, we're going over, everyone, so I just want to let you know we're going to do it until it's over. How about that? So, and thank you so much, Reverend Jaquetta. That was an excellent question, and a recipe that I'm going to try.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And we have one more caller.
Oh, one more call. Okay.
Yes, Area code 813. Let me open up your line. 689. Give us your name and your comment, please.
This
you're
is Betty DeVore from Brandon, Florida.
Okay.
I'm a member. Might as well say I'm part of the family. HB invited me to tune in tonight, and it
All
is
right,
so
HB.
Great. Yes.
Thank you, Ms.
Thank
Betty.
You so much.
Yes. I referred, your name is Deborah to me, and they kept saying Deborah, so I must remember that, Nurse Deborah.
Well, thank you, Ms. Betty.
But I want to say that this has been so enlightening for me. I have been ahead of myself, way ahead of myself. When I go to the store now, I get so disenchanted with the meats and the vegetables, and I want to just go out crying. The prices are high, and I don't know, my selections on the food is not pleasing to me. I'm having a difficult time, and I spoke to my endocrinologist about I'd like to be a vegetarian. And he says, oh, you can't do that, Mr. Boer. You know, I say, well, why not? I said, vegetables would be great for me because I don't see anything that is appealing to me. My palate has gone afar. So I want to just compliment you, Deborah, on all the tips and information that you've given. It has been very enlightening and uplifting to me. And by the way, I am a cancer survivor. Last year, I had colon cancer surgery, and they caught it in time. So I was blessed.
Yes, thanks.
I didn't have to have chemo nor radiation. And I want to eat right. I want to do the right thing since I've been so blessed. So thank you for all the good information.
May I ask you a question before you leave?
Yes. Yes.
Why did he say that you couldn't become a vegetarian? Or she say, your endocrinologist.
Yeah, and I was saying, well, because of meat. I didn't want to eat meat anymore.
But why did they say that you couldn't do that?
I wanted to do seafood. And he says, now, you know you can't do seafood. Seafood wouldn't be the way to go. And he didn't tell me, what could I do that would replace the meat?
Okay.
What could I use rather than meat? He said, you can't do seafood. You just can't have shellfish and fish. You need some protein. Well, I understood that. I understood. I was intelligent enough to understand that I needed the protein. Old school was on the plate, you'd have to have like a vegetable, a starch, and what's the other thing? Vegetable, a starch. Help me out there, now, nurse.
The grain.
And so I thought, look at all the tips I got tonight from being a good listener. I call this the hour of power.
Yes,
it is, ma'am. We're here every week at the same time, so just tune in, and there's no telling what advice and information you may get from those that come on as guests every week. So you're welcome, Miss Betty.
Thank you. I'll be tuning in. This is every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock.
Yes, ma'am. Correct.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right,
thank
everybody.
You so much. Yeah.
Good listening. And
bye-bye.
Oh, yes. All right.
Yeah, okay,
bye-bye.
Thank
you. Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Miss Deborah, Debo. All the names that we call you by. So it really has. I must agree with Miss Betty and Yvonne, Cheryl, Abba, and Reverend Jaquetta. You have given us so much information to use to go forward, plus resources that we can use to enlighten ourselves on the choices that we make. And just a brief note, I just love how Abba said when she, you know, she has a budget, and so when she go into the market, instead of saying or complaining about the price of food, she gets what she needs and leave the other stuff alone. And, you know, we're such a society of consumers. We just overspend and buy anyway. So to be able to use that faculty and cutting back and only getting those things that you actually need, that's another wise added statement for us to utilize as we go forward. I really have not been that affected by the cost, the rising in cost. People tell me about it, and that's because I grow most of my food. So that's another thing that you can do. Consider growing herbs and things that you can grow in a house if you don't have space outside. So I always like to throw that in because that's one of those art forms that we seem to have forgotten. And but it's a way of getting the highest vibrational energy, because as you plant it, as you take care of it, you're adding your love. And so that love energy is just like all into that food, and you can really, really taste the difference. So I'm going to stop there. And Ms. Rouser, I would like for you to close us out, whatever words you would like to use, and just to say how much we love you and appreciate you and really, truly enjoyed all the knowledge that you shared with us tonight. So on behalf of everyone that's on here tonight, we just want to come to you. Thank you, Sandy.
You know you're my girl. Yes. Let me share one little drink that I want you all to go ahead and start making for the lungs, because, you know, we're having some respiratory issues that are coming up. I want you to get some sorrel, some or hibiscus. Some people call it hibiscus. Some people call it sorrel, Jamaican sorrel, which has gotten to be a little bit more expensive. Fresh rosemary, you can get it dried or otherwise, and some fresh ginger. And I'm not going to give you the total recipe. I want you to go out there and look up each one of those herbs and make you up this drink so that you can start drinking it, which is high in vitamin C. The rosemary is great for the brain, okay? The ginger will help to get rid of secretions. The hibiscus will also help you in terms of having bowel movement.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, got it.
And I love you, Reverend Sandy.
What do you think?
Well,
Debo?
Yes, ma'am.
Do we put water with it or what?
Well, yeah, you're going to make a tea. You're
going to
boil the water, and you're going to add your sorrel in there. I generally take a handful of sorrel. I'll chop me up some fresh ginger. And the ginger you can boil. You can even put the ginger in the water first and boil it so you're getting the essence out of it. Then a hand or two of the sorrel, and then maybe about 4 tablespoons of fresh rosemary.
Okay.
Then cover it up and strain it and start drinking that. Excellent for the lungs.
Okay. So much.
A great option for drinking sodas.
Okay.
All right. So is there anything else, ma'am, that you would like to leave us with?
Well, the thing that I'm going to say, I love y'all, and just keep transforming, transmuting, and transcending. Anybody want to chat with me, you can always shoot me an email, soinlovewithmyhealth@gmail.com. And I am available to do consultations with you as well. Or speaking engagements at your church, your sorority, et cetera.
All right. Now, that was soinlovewithmyhealth@gmail.com, right?
That's correct.
Soinlovewithmyhealth@gmail.com.
That word?
Ma'am?
Is that written as one word?
Yes, ma'am. Soinlovewithmyhealth@gmail.com.
Okay, all right, I got
no
it.
Spaces.
I have it.
Yes.
No space. Right. Oh, wow, this is wonderful.
Sandy,
she's even better in person.
You get me in trouble, Sandy.
No, look, she's even better in person, y'all. So make sure you look her up or give her a call, reach out to her, send her an email. It will well be worth your time and effort. Soinlovewithmyhealth@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. .com. Yes. Well, Deborah Rouser, thank you. Deborah Rouser, thank you. We so appreciate
so
you. And No, I just want to address you in whatever ways I need to, you know. And so, man, what a pleasure, what an honor, and you have blessed us. And for those that participated by calling in and asking your questions, thank you, thank you, thank you for being an active part of tonight's show. So I thank you for participating, for listening, and remember, it's all about life, it's all about love, and it's all about wellness. See you next week, same time, same station, and I love you, and have a blessed and happy Thanksgiving Day. Don't overeat. All right. See you guys next week.
Thank you, Sandy. Blessings. Love you.
Okay.
All right.
Awesome. Love you guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.